Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Corn, soybeans, and wheat continue to be major crops for many Kentucky farmers. University of Kentucky ag economist Dr. Todd Davis says all three crops are heavily dependent on the supply stocks and export markets, with corn to possibly see a slight increase in 2019.
Whenever you can get a couple years of stocks declining, that provides some support for higher prices. And just sort of reinforcing this, looking at the red line being the use and the blue being production, anytime you have more use in production, that lays groundwork for lowering stocks and increasing price.
Dr. Davis says soybean stocks are at a record level now.
U.S. stocks are at a record level of 955 million bushels, and I'm not dynamic enough to stress how big of a deal that is, so that's why I used the red font. But it's the largest amount ever. And the strongest, or the comparison, is the 1985 stocks use, where we had 104-day supply of beans, and we're looking at about an 85-day supply for this marketing year.
He adds a trade deal early in 2019 would certainly make a difference.
We typically have 70% of our exports booked by the end of January. So I'm not saying the marketing window is closed, but when we think about trying to come to terms with the Chinese over this, anything really in February or March doesn't necessarily help us out for this year.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk, when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway, where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. UK ag economist Dr. Todd Davis says wheat could be in line for an uptick in price.
USDA is projecting exports to increase this year by 124 million bushels, and that's because you have production problems in Australia, and you have problems in EU and Russia and Ukraine. And, of course, you got some of that geopolitics coming into play because if Mr. Putin gets frisky and doesn't play well with his neighbors, that could also throw some business our way.
He adds the USDA is tentatively predicting a possible increase in prices this year.
I think the expectations, though, are maybe $4 corn, $5.20 wheat, and then sub $9 beans, barring any sort of production problems or return to normal exports for beans.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts of the Farm Bureau Radio Network.